I hope everybody can see me. I don't like to stand in front of the podium. I'm short and this is too tall, so but they have to record. So anyway, I'm glad to be here and so excited to share my first year of research on cotton in West Tennessee with you today. So I would like to start my talk with a question. And my question is, why with all this research, technology, but we still were not able to take the optimum yield out of our field, in even research fields. Why? You don't need to give me an answer, but you can think about the answer. My answer is, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. What do I mean by the sky is the limit? Because we are limited on solar radiation. If we had enough solar radiation, we could have enough populations of plants that we want, right? So whatever number of plants you want to have in your field, you could have, right, and increase the yield. But we can't, because if we increase the population, we're going to have disease problem, we're going to have insect problem, and many more. So it's not my area of expertise. I'm not going to talk about this area. The other thing is nitrogen input. If we had help from sky, we did not need too much, like, fertilizers, using the fertilizer, paying too much money on that. So that's another issue. The one that I would like to talk about it is precipitation. Again, if sky helped better, we could do better with this part. But we are in most of part of the world, we are less on, like, low on precipitation, and actually it's changing, it's getting worse, and we are going to have more drought. So the part that I'm going to talk about is this area, precipitation. And if you look at this slide for a second, you can say, oh, what's the connection between this? I'll help you to understand this. So precipitation is limit, but plants eventually are going to transpire for the process of the carboxylation to do the photosynthesis. It's very usual that plants on the leaf, they have these small pores called stomata that they act exactly like a door. They let CO2 in for the photosynthesis process and water out, right? So in any case, plants are going to lose this amount of water. And to be fair, we can say out of 100% water that plant absorbs, 99% of it is transpiration. Only 1% stays in the plant structure. So my question here is, there is any trait, if there is any trait, physiological trait, that trait may help with this. So can we find any trait that plant can show and express this limitation, limits the transpiration amount and save water for the growing season later when we have very important stage of grain filling, flowering. So the trait that I'm going to talk about it today is called limited transpiration trait under high vapor pressure deficit. If you bear with me one second, I'll show you what is vapor pressure deficit. If you look at the left side here, you can see high vapor pressure deficit situation. Vapor pressure deficit is high, clothes are getting dry quickly. The same situation is going to happen with plants. Plants are going to transpire a lot under this situation. So can we help with this? Do we have any plant potential to reduce this amount of transpiration, water loss, under this kind of situation, which we normally have this in the field at midday? So for this, I just want you to look at this hypothetical graph, hypothetical day, and two plants. They are hypothetical again. So on x-axis, you have time. On y here, you have vapor pressure deficit. You can call it high evaporative demand daily. And then this is transpiration, okay? Here is plant A, the black one, and here is plant B, the blue one. So in the morning, early in the morning, we don't have high evaporative demand, right? There is no high temperature or dry air, so plants are not going to transpire so much. But by midday, around 12, look at plant A. It's transpiring nonstop, like 1 millimeter transpiration per hour. But look at plant B. Plant B, in some point, is stopping and is showing kind of constant transpiration. This is pretty interesting, right? So what's happening here? Here is what's happening. Those tiny pores, if you remember I showed you, this plant is not going to close those pores. It's keep transpiring, keep losing water. But plant B is doing something different. It's partially closing this stomata and saving water, the water that we need for grain filling time. So These are just hypothetical. You can ask me, I cannot trust you with what you're saying. I'll show you a model. We run a model in the United States on soybean in 50 years, and we found interesting result. If we replace the soybean lines with the lines that they can express limited transpiration trait, we can improve yield almost to 80%. Again, you may ask me, okay, but show me data on real experiment that you have done it in controlled environment in field. So here we go. This is sorghum. I just want you to look at this, because sorghum, we all believe, like not believe, as a, like scientists, physiologists, they said sorghums are very drought tolerant. So even on drought tolerant crops like soy, like sorghum, we found that there are lines of sorghum that they can partially close that stomata early in the growth stage when evaporative demand is increasing and save that water, compared to the line that cannot do that. So probably if we are under dry land or we are in the rainfall situation, we should go for this line of sorghum. Do we have data in the field environment? Yes, and I'm sure many of you are aware of this line in corn in with DuPont Pioneer Aquamax that can show the trait, can save water, and during growth stage you can see how turgid is this plant compared to the old hybrid of Pioneer that is not showing the trait, right? So this was just background. I wanted to show you we have this trait in most of our row crops, okay? How about cotton? So when I moved to Tennessee, I talked with my colleagues and we would look at the different graph and information about drought situation in West Tennessee or in Midwest in the area of the United States and how drought is progressing, like how we are dealing with vulnerability based on drought condition. Look at West Tennessee and the situation that we have here. The drought is increasing, right? So I guess we have the added to do research more and more on drought. And then I look at the map in 2012 about the United States and drought condition here. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to download 2018 and 2020 estimation by NASA to show you how the drought is increasing and it's gonna be more severe in the near future. So I think we have the right choice to do more study on drought. But then I went further, and with my colleagues, we were talking about this. Oh, look at the information in West Tennessee and the situation that we have on row crop, right? Just for a quick look at this area. Everything is under non-irrigated situation. Are we safe in this environment to do like planting, like rely on non-irrigation, just rainfall? No, we are not, because we are not sure that we always are going to receive the rainfall. But here, my I was interested to see the cotton and check cotton for this trait, for the drought tolerant trait, because I wasn't able to find any information in the western area or on West Tennessee or any other places on limited transpiration trait on cotton. So we selected a few cotton cultivars and we tried to test them for the very first time in the field and check for this drought tolerant trait. Okay, here is the site that we had in Jackson, West Tennessee, and you see we have here a variable irrigation rate. Well, I'm not going to talk about the irrigation system that we had in this talk. I'm just going to focus on rain-fed environment, because we try to include different cultivars in different growth level, like short-term, medium, and full-season cotton cultivars for this study, okay? And we were even looking more and more to find this trait and this potential among these cultivars, which these six cultivars that we selected, they were all in commercial cultivar group, okay? So here is the field trial, but I want you to focus only on this part. We are just going to talk about non-irrigation and rain-fed today, and we repeated every single cultivar in each irrigation system four times, like we had four replications per each cultivar. So here is how we irrigated our system. Again, ignore this too. I just want you to look at this. We haven't had any irrigation during the entire season for this test. So here you can see our cultivars. The cultivars of short season, medium, and full season. These are the selection that we had in the field study. So, and the entire season, we try to do different, measure different parameters that can help us to understand this stomata closure if there is stomata closure potential among our cultivars. So we use a Likert to do measurement during season, and Likert helped me a lot, but I did not like just potentially use the data that I'm receiving from Likert, okay? I try to monitor everything, temperature, humidity, every single 5 minutes or 1 minute to be able to calculate transpiration based on the environment effect on my cotton plants, okay? And what I did every single day was recording the wilting score, like to score my plant, to see how these cultivars under rainfed conditions, under drought, no irrigation, they show their scores. And the score was from 0 to 5. 0 was no wilting, 5 was severely wilted. Also, with help from other colleagues, we were able to do the pre-dawn measurement in this cotton field, and we were able to measure the leaf water potential and also relative water content to see if these parameters can kind of show correlation with the limited transpiration trait that we are talking about. So here is what came out of our wilting score. It was pretty interesting. These cultivars showed almost always the lowest wilting score the entire season. Oh, I forgot to say, this is the average of wilting score per season of like growth season. And the other almost, you see, higher wilting score. So when I saw this, I was thinking, good, now I need to go and check the transpiration and run a model to see which one of these cultivars can show me, because this clearly talking to you is telling you that there is something going on. When I run the model, the only cultivar that showed the limited transpiration trait was this cultivar, Phytogen 490. And at some point, you see 2.2, it's clearly reducing, like there's a reduction, there's a drop of transpiration here. So I was extremely excited and then moved on to see the gas exchange. When I checked the gas exchange, again, there we go. It has the less gas exchange amount, which kind of helping me with my hypothesis. Okay, there is a reduction in stomata opening and closing, so that's going to help with this. So all in all, when we checked the water use efficiency based on the data from Likert, we found higher water use efficiency from Phytogen 490, and then actually it showed the higher leaf water potential and relative water content as well compared to other cultivars. So where do we go from here? So the thing is, we don't know if we test this cultivars in control environment. In control environment, we can see the differences in different level of evaporative demand. So we need to test them in control environment. Second, the temperature was very high in the field study. So we don't know if the higher temperature changed the other cultivars' potential under high evaporative demand. We need to check different temperature level and effect on this uncotton cultivar. The very exciting part is the thermal camera. I run a quick test on thermal camera in the greenhouse, and I tried to do just a preliminary test. It was pretty interesting. This is my well water plant. This is my wilted plant. Look how high was the temperature of wilted plant compared to well water. And when I checked the temperature, it had 46 almost degrees C for the wilted plant and almost 35 for the well water plant. I'm not sure this is going to be something like how this is going to work, but I'm very interested to see if this thermal camera can help me to find the correlation between temperature and the limited transpiration trait. This can help me to screen the cultivars for drought conditions, way simple compared to the limited transpiration trait, and help to understand the trait better. If there is any question, I'll be happy to take. I don't know, I have time or no.
No time. You'll have to ask her after the session.
Okay. Thank you.